From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting more death reported on the high seas among migrants trying to reach Europe. The charity group Save the Children says dozens of migrants may have drowned on Sunday in the Mediterranean when their rubber dinghy malfunctioned during the dangerous journey to reach Europe. They represent the latest casualties of more than 1,700 who have perished to escape conflict and poverty in Africa and the Mideast. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders is stepping up in participation of the European Union's ramped-up search and rescue operation. Will Turner is a Doctors Without Borders spokesman.
2 weeks ago, 700 people died in one day. These are numbers equivalent of a war zone. So MSF teamed up with MOAS, who have the experience in search and rescue operations, to launch this operation for a period of 6 months to see how many people we can assist in the Mediterranean.
The Italian Navy and Coast Guard rescued nearly 6,800 migrants over the weekend. Another 650 arrived in Italy on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is holding meetings in the Horn of African nation Djibouti Wednesday, the latest stop on his foreign tour that included a surprise stop in Somalia on Tuesday. He spent several hours at the Mogadishu airport meeting with President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, among other officials, along with civil society members and officials of the African Union peacekeeping mission. He also recorded a video message to the Somali people.
3 years have passed since a new provisional constitution was adopted and a parliament sworn in. With help from AMISOM, Somali forces have pushed al-Shabaab out of major population centers.
Mr. Kerry also announced a stepped-up U.S. diplomatic presence in that East African country. This is VOA News. Burundi's Constitutional Court has ruled that President Pierre Nkurunziza is allowed to run for a third term in next month's election. The court's deputy president rejected the ruling and then fled to neighboring Rwanda. Jeff Rathke, a U.S. State Department spokesman, said Tuesday the court ruling does not alter the U.S. position.
The United States has consistently maintained that the only way to respect both the terms of the Burundian Constitution and the Arusha Agreement is for President Nkurunziza not to seek a third term. And the Arusha Agreement continues to be an important foundation to maintaining the still fragile stability in Burundi only 10 years after a civil war that resulted in thousands of deaths.
At least 12 have died in anti-government clashes with police in the past week. The European Union has expressed confidence Greece and its creditors will take steps to keep the country solvent and inside the eurozone. The EU's top financial official held talks with the Greek finance minister in Brussels Tuesday as Athens' May 11 deadline to make a nearly $1 billion repayment to the International Monetary Fund approaches. Germany's finance minister said he's skeptical the issue will be resolved in time. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
It is in the interest of the global economy for the European currency union to remain intact. We continue to have confidence in the good faith efforts of those on all sides, whether it's the ECB or the individual European countries or Greece, to try to resolve this in a way that doesn't add additional and unnecessary drama to the international economy.
International creditors have demanded Athens implement economic reform and budgetary measures in order for them to unlock the remaining $7.7 billion in bailout funds. Separatist rebels in Mali Tuesday attacked the central town of Tenenku. The Associated Press says some 11 civilians were killed in the latest violence since a ceasefire was broken last week. The UN Children's Fund UNICEF announced Tuesday armed groups in Central African Republic have agreed to release children they're holding and not recruit child soldiers. The UN agency estimates up to 10,000 children are being held by various armed factions. The White House says it's still too early to say whether Islamic State was behind Sunday's attack on a contest in Texas where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The extremist group Tuesday said two of the soldiers of the caliphate carried out the shooting in Garland, a suburb of Dallas. Meanwhile, the United States is offering rewards of up to $20 million for information leading to the capture of four top IS leaders, including Abu Mohammed el-Adnani, official spokesman of the group. The State Department calls him the main conduit for IS messages, including those calling for attacks against Westerners. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.